every move we make. Oh, we're all included on the list.
The lunatics have taken over the asylum. The lunatics have taken over the asylum.
Go nuclear, the cowboy told us.
Oh,
and who am I to disagree? Man flicks a switch.
Oh,
the nuclear will go for me.
The lunatics have taken over the asylum. The lunatics have taken over the asylum.
Faces of starvation,
oh.
But I just cannot see the point.
Oh.
Cause there's so much food here today,
oh.
That no one wants to take away.
The lunatics have taken over the asylum. The lunatics have taken over the asylum.
Alright, welcome to the Sane Asylum. I'm your host, Giuseppe Vaffangulo, co-host, with the great David Scorpio, who just unfortunately bounced off the call, and he'll be back momentarily, and as such, until then, we will wish everyone a happy Mother's Day, even though, of course, it's just a marketing holiday. It's one of the few that causes you to, think about your mother, and it's always a good thing. Who doesn't? My mother passed, going on seven years, and miss her every day. So, Scorpio, I see you're on. How are you, brother? Oop, he had to mute. He's hearing a lot of noise, so there he is. Scorpio, are you there?
Okay. Sorry.
Okay, Scorpio is he's on location. I know where he is, but it's an undisclosed location, and there's quite a bit of noise. There he is. Scorpio, it's quieter now. How are you, brother?
I'm doing good. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. So, did you get to celebrate Mother's Day with your mother today? Holy cow. He's at an undisclosed location.
Yeah. Sorry about that, guys. Yeah, I did. It was a very nice time. Actually took her to Balboa Park in San Diego and walked around, and we had a nice lunch together. That was about it.
Oh, well, that's
nice. How about yourself?
Well, my mother passed on about 6.5, almost 7 years now. So just thinking about her, and we celebrated with my wife's mother, so that was nice. And
nice.
There's, most of these marketing-created holidays I don't really care about. But, you always love your mother and think of your mother. So, to me, Mother's Day is a nice holiday. So, but, that's traditionally speaking, a mother and a father is what the Creator meant to have occur. None of these other deviant cultural fringe phenomenon. Although, if you watch TV, you think that every tranny is going to give birth and every homosexual couple is going to give birth, and they do with the aid of high tech, but really the Creator meant to have a man and a woman and children. That's the divine way, the natural way, and the way it should be. If we didn't have these globalist parasites trying to reform the world, change humans into cyborg transhumans and destroy nature, which the International Jew has killed 80% of all species on this planet in the last century. So they're well on their way to terraforming this beautiful planet into some type of living hell. So, Scorpio, your thoughts on what's going on with all these deviants being, propped up as something that we should take seriously, when in reality they're just fringe elements of society.
Well, essentially, we're dealing with a war on God, aren't we? And a war on nature. And the soulless, godless, rapacious International Jew is at the helm of this war. And it's time to understand what we're dealing with and know that, you know, the end game of this is that they want us dead. And they want to sterilize our children and enslave those who survive. So it's not a pretty picture, and I think we need to realize what we're dealing with instead of, you know, pretending like we're dealing with something completely different.
That's exactly right. You shine the light of truth on cockroaches, and they scurry away instead of wielding the unbelievable power they now wield. So this first clip, Scorpio, no guests today. It's just you and I, and then we'll open up the phones in right after the break, bottom of the hour. And this first clip, I will admit, it is satire, but it is so close to the truth. If I didn't tell you it was satire, you wouldn't know. So, Sam, the excellent producer, please play clip one.
Brown in Oregon, and this is one of those stories where you almost can't believe it until you hear about it. It says this, quote, starting next year, products will be available in all restrooms, male, female, all gender, in every public school in Portland where education occupies to ensure timely compliance. PPS ordered 500 dispensers. Dispensers have been installed. All elementary and middle school girls' restrooms and more will be installed in all remaining bathrooms, including boys' restrooms, next year. What's going on up there in Portland?
Yeah, so this is part of a movement called Menstrual Equity, which says that you now have the right to menstrual dignity. And they're speaking specifically about trans, non-binary, two-spirit, and intersex students. You've got the Oregon Department of Education now putting out this toolkit for educators in which they're being told to ditch the word girls and say menstruating students. Instead of saying girls may begin to menstruate, educators are supposed to say someone with a uterus and ovaries may begin to menstruate, which is just a wordy way to say girls. I mean, what they're trying to do is erase gendered language from the conversations and normalize the idea that boys can menstruate, which, of course, is ludicrous. And what's, I think, maddening here is you've got a reasonable idea to give free feminine hygiene products to girls because sometimes you're going to have an emergency at school and you shouldn't be embarrassed about that. And yet, of course, they have to go one step too far, or in this case, 10 steps too far, because they want to signal their wokeness. And I just think it's too much.
In the 15 seconds we have left, I just want to run this
okay,
by you.
Okay, Sam, you can stop it now. Scorpio, I made a mistake and said that was satire. That's not satire. The next clip is satire so close to reality. That should be satire, don't you think, brother?
Oh, man, yeah, but that's the real deal. That they're actually talking about this nonsense. And really, you know, it's funny on one level, but on another level, it's actually quite dangerous and satanic, and it really is to eradicate the sexes, eradicate the holy sort of divine union between man and a woman, and replace it with all this weird stuff. And it shows you the power of language, how they use, they alter the meaning of words and use that to mind control people.
Right. That's exactly right. So that is so bizarre. But, you know, the next clip, which I inadvertently thought was clip one, but this is satire that's so close to reality that based on hearing the previous clip. But what's so tragic, Scorpio, is that this is how they mind control the children into thinking they're not a girl or a boy, and it's literally mind rape, literally not physical mind rape, but psychological mind rape. And this fella who put this clip together, this satire, but it's so close to reality, it's not satire. Sam, please play clip six.
report said that you were fired for telling your first grade class the details of what you did on your gay cruise with your boyfriend, Eduardo. Would you mind telling us those details?
Well, to be honest, yeah, I don't mind telling you at all. I told the class, but it was a very small thing. Eduardo had ordered a digital butt plug online that hooked to an app on his cell phone. And we were currently on a gay cruise. And randomly on the cruise, he would press a button and the butt plug would make me ejaculate. And I thought this was important because I want to teach these children about ejaculation. And apparently some white supremacist parent said that this subject was too taboo to speak about with children, which I couldn't disagree with more.
I apologize for that. That is a tragedy. And those details are amazing, though. Why do you feel that parents were so mad that you told their kids what you did on your gay cruise? Do you think it's homophobia? Is it whiteness? Or would you say it's a combination of both of those things?
I would say, Marty, that it's a combination of both, but it's mainly white supremacy, because it's white supremacists that are ruining this country. Mm-hmm. It's white supremacists that make it not okay to be gay. It's white supremacists that want to limit abortions. Mm-hmm. Every single problem that we currently have in this country can be traced back to white supremacy.
Absolutely. Homophobia. Where does it come from? White supremacy. There's actually several studies on that, and you can fact check it. What's the craziest thing that a parent has ever done to you?
Let me think. Oh, I remember. There's white supremacist couple. They walk in for a parent-teacher conference, mm-hmm. and they were mad that I was wearing a thong.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, of them, because this was a Dolce
and Gabbana.
It was a
Dolce. You have every right to wear your thong.
Of course, it was a Dolce & Gabbana thong. It was a $1,200 thong. It was their most popular item of the spring 2019 collection. Anna Wintour sold this thong in Vogue magazine herself. And these parents have no style, have no class, mm-hmm. and they're all like,
they're
oh,
haters.
They're haters.
White supremacy. Where does hatred come from? White supremacy. Once again, fact check it. Go on Snopes right now.
Okay, Sam, you
and
can
you know
stop
this,
it now. You know, Scorpio, that is not satire when you realize that we have a new minister of disinformation. We have the president on our shows the last year or so, especially on The Perfect Triangle, which is our show on Friday nights. Everyone, welcome to check out The Perfect Triangle at speakfreeradio.com. And I would play that clip that the living glory hole Joe Biden said in a speech from the White House that the greatest threat to our nation is white supremacy. It's insane, Scorpio, that these Synagogue of Satan marionettes are trying to criminalize and demonize the decent white heterosexual couples that make up the foundation of this once great nation. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, what's going on here is the line between satire and reality is blurring because we live in a clown world, guys. Yeah. And what's happening essentially is, you know, the international Jew is intentionally using homosexuality as a weapon to fill the minds of children with venom, with bad ideas on purpose. This is no accident. It's not about tolerance. This is about intentionally filling children's minds with very bad toxic ideas so that the next generation will be so warped out that they will literally accept anything. And that is the plan, guys. Make no mistake.
Man, excellent point, Dave. And what's so tragic is the young people have been so conditioned by the mass media, and this is even before social media, that they let celebrities dictate their existence and it's literally celebrity instruction, which is I honestly never cared what any celebrity, actor, musician, whatever had to say. If I admire their art and enjoy their art in my free time, that's one thing. But I've always understood that they're just doing their job, which is performing either music, cinema, plays, what have you. But that's their job. They're just good at an art form. They have no standing in my mind intellectually or societally, and yet the Synagogue of Satan and the Rothschilds constantly prop up these talented but vacuous celebrities. And the thing that I found so startling in the last 10 years is how all these so-called A-list celebrities are adopting these children, and they're forcing them or mind-raping them into changing their gender identity. I mean, Charlize Theron, I think is her name, and Angela Jolie, and so many others. I mean, to do that to an impressionable little child is just so satanically evil, but that's the deal they made to get to that level of celebrity and wealth with, you know, mediocre talent, is to literally sell your soul and get propped up to the stratosphere of celebrity stardom. And what's the cost is destroying the lives of innocent young children. I mean, how can it get any worse?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the other thing is, you know, when these stars join this sort of satanic cabal to reach the top, you don't just quit. You know, you quit when you walk out of the room feet first, you know. So they're not going to get a way out. And so you do what you're told once you're in that situation. And I think a lot of these people really get over their heads and don't realize what they're getting into until it's far too late. And then, you know, you got to dance to the tune that that Satan calls for you, basically. And you see how they've used the celebrities to tout the vaccines, all levels of degeneracy and essentially bad behavior, intentionally toxic behavior, to recreate society in the image of the international Jew, who is really at a certain level working for a dark satanic force. There's no question about that.
Oh, well said, well said. Hey, you know, I found something interesting. You know, someone who's been flying under the radar recently is Bill Gates, the man who's just – he's got his own version. He's a crypto Jew, as we've proven again and again on our shows. He's got his own version of Tiki Alam, the Talmudic idea to reshape the world in a dark satanic image, going on the past decade with the Operation Lockstep, with essentially creating more or less a globalist monopoly on the vaccine, which we call the quaxine market. And I thought it was really funny that he had disappeared, but now he's coming back and he's contrite. And I read an interview a couple days ago where he said he really regretted that flight to Epstein Island, that it caused the dissolution of his marriage. But what's funny is he said he regretted the flight, but according to the flight log submitted on the sham trial of Ghislaine Maxwell, he had gone to Epstein Island 37 times. So he's not contrite for the other 36, Scorpio. Your thoughts?
He was just an accident. He didn't know what he was doing. He kept his pants on, like, or his underwear on, like Alan Dershowitz said. You know, and the thing is, you know, that there wasn't just one Epstein Island. I think that's a big mistake to think, oh, it was just Jeffrey Epstein and there was just one place. There's a whole network of these places around the world. And believe me, it's a lot darker than having, you know, sexual encounters with 14-year-old girls. It goes a lot younger than that and a lot darker than that. And that's just the part that they let out to the public. And all these people at the top are involved in this stuff. You don't get in the club otherwise. That's the thing people have to realize. You don't get to that level of influence without joining this club. And it's a very dark place to be. And essentially, you will be taken over spiritually and possibly physically by, you know, a very dark force. And you look at Bill Gates. He's becoming very reptilian looking. His skin is getting all scaly looking. He's just incredibly creepy. And he keeps talking about how they invested in some new vaccine, so like Marburg vaccine or bird flu vaccine. He's making a bird flu vaccine for humans. I mean, how does he know that that's going to be a problem? Well, he's got a copy of the script of what's going to happen in the future, probably.
Excellent point. And the thing that's always got me about the average normie and, oh, Bill Gates, Microsoft, wow. What people don't understand about Bill Gates is he's a bright guy, but he's not a genius in any capacity. He's just been cultivated, groomed. He's like 1.0 of the high-functioning autistic. And what people need to understand about Bill Gates, who's propped up by the synagogue of Satan, globalist media, like this guy is corporate Jesus, is the fact that Bill Gates was born 3 inches from home plate and thinks he hit a home run. And here's what I mean by that. His maternal grandfather was the owner of the Federal Reserve Bank in the state of Washington. His father was one or two levels below Henry Kissinger as a Jewish Talmudic fixer for the Rockefeller Jewish crime family. And so when it was set up to try and as we've proven in previous shows, especially your brilliant Operation Scorpio, which runs 2 to 5 p.m. Saturdays on speakfreeradio.com and Twitch video simulcast, what you proved is back with the New Order, the barbarians, they were planning this all out in the 50s and 60s of migrating people to get addicted and eventually interact with computers. And so Bill Gates always surrounded himself with super bright nerds who did the coding and did the work, and he was always the money train. And his father, you know, always made sure Bill was the CEO, and you see these early pictures, and Bill was the backstabbing weasel who talked those poor hippies of the Northwest out of DOS and bought it for nothing and didn't give them, they didn't set up any royalty plan, and he became a billionaire, and they got, if I was one of those hippies, man, I would, I don't know how I'd feel. I'd be pretty pissed. And so Bill Gates is just the same kind of fraud that Bezos is, that Musk is. But, you know, Bill Gates, I thought he was going to go away, but he's not going away. Sam, please play clip 2.
That means we can get vaccines for things like cancer, for AIDS, for everything. Not immediately, but the dream is, yes, a lot of the funding for these mRNA companies is for cancer-related vaccines. And part of the beauty is that even if the thing you're trying to attack in the cancer, you know, only a small number of people have it, it's so easy to change the instructions in the vaccine. You don't have to build a whole new factory and right. Verify the factory. You just type those numbers in, and hopefully the regulator sees, oh, you're just doing this small thing. Go ahead, particularly for cancer, where the outcome, if you don't treat the patient, is very poor. It's not healthy people that you're treating. And so when people look at the three mRNA companies, CureVac, Moderna, BioNTech, they each have cancer groups that, you know, they're excited about. They can also make medicines that have been expensive, protein medicines like growth factors, and they'll, you know, try to do quite a few vaccines. So yes, it's a much easier way of making the vaccine because you tell the body to make the spike protein and then have the immune system recognize it and get ready to attack it, as opposed to you actually stick the spike protein in, and you have to do it on top of something, right. And figuring out what that is, you know, is kind of hit or miss. And so the factory for mRNA is pretty generic. You know, what Pfizer, you know, they in a typical year before the pandemic made 200 million vaccines in a year. The COVID vaccine, they made 1.5 billion in the first year. And so the scale up of that manufacturing, and as they did that, their cost per unit, right. You know, it starts at like 60 and is probably, they don't like to say, but probably below $5 at this point.
So what's so tragic about that, Scorpio, is that, number one, they're not vaccine, they're genetically modified injections. And number two, these arrogant chicken swingers and their scientism, it's not real science, it's scientism, a corporate melange of lies, cherry-picked data, backfilling to get federal and regulatory approval. And in this case, it's not a vaccine, it's been a genetic experimental injection that has literally, as of the last year, 18 months, murdered millions of people in the first world, anyone who was weak-minded and weak-spirited enough to take the bubonic Jew jab. But what's so disturbing about that clip, Scorpio, is that they're thinking about this whole line of genetic tampering injections that are going to do all these wondrous things, but what they're just going to do is kill hundreds of millions, if not a billion people in the next decade. Your thoughts?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, Bill Gates let it slip one time when he was giving a speech that, well, if we vaccinate really good, we'll be able to lower the population of the Earth by 10 to 15%. You know, oops, I didn't mean to say that publicly, or did he? And, you know, here's the thing, going back to Gates' background, you know, his mother was an executive for IBM. And so what they, you know, we should do a deep dive into this one day on a show. But what they did essentially is they changed the monopoly. They made it look like, well, you know, IBM's not a monopoly. Look, there's this new company called Microsoft. It's totally independent. But it turns out, you know, the connections between IBM and Microsoft were very, very deep. Bill Gates was the front man, the new face, so that the public would think that it's not this continuation of a monopoly. Because what we really have for a system is a covert oligarchy, a covert monopoly disguised as free market competition. And that's the game that we're kind of under. And the controllers don't want us to understand what the game board really is or how the game really works, because that's why they tar you with, you're a conspiracy theorist. If you try to explain to people the way the world that we actually live in, Bill Gates is a front man, he's a salesman, and he's working for much more powerful people than himself. The really, really powerful people always stay behind the scenes, and their names are not ever spoken publicly.
That's a great point. And lead up to this next clip is that regular listeners might know, but RBN listeners who have only heard us for a couple weeks, my midlife career changed 20 years ago as I went after my first career as a journalist was I went back to school at one of the top five oriental medicine colleges in the nation, and I became a doctor of oriental medicine. I graduated summa cum laude with a master's degree, master's of science in oriental medicine, a bachelor's of science in nutrition, Eastern and Western combined. And I opened up my own holistic healing practice, and I've treated and healed, not ameliorated symptoms like the corporate allopaths do. I actually use the natural healing methods of acupuncture, oriental medicine, nutraceuticals, which is medicinal grade nutritionals, and lifestyle changes and counseling. I've literally healed thousands of people. I've saved hundreds of lives, literally. And I can tell you point blank, 100% certainty, that the only type of immunity that exists is natural immunity. Please, Sam, not injected vaccination, phony immunity, which just weakens your immune system and exposes you to toxins and contaminants that cause all types of lingering, terrible health issues. We're going to go to the break, so we'll play the clip right after and we'll start taking calls. But there's only one type of immunity. That is natural immunity, and that is living a healthy life. And at this point, there is no injection that you should take. None from Pfizer, Moderna, any of these Satanists. They're all just literal quacks and literal murderers. And so,
yes. And I want to touch on this spike protein thing briefly when we get back, too.
Absolutely, absolutely. We'll play the clip. It's okay, really good.
Great.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
One of the world's leading killer infections is on the rise in the U.S. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. The number of tuberculosis infections in the United States was up 9% last year and is still on the rise this year. Could that be because our federal government allowed 2 million people to enter our country illegally and then distributed those illegal aliens throughout the nation? Or maybe because we couldn't focus on anything but COVID last year? Remember what the government did because of a virus with less than 1% mortality rate? Well, tuberculosis is a disease actually worth worrying about. It has a mortality rate over 12%. The U.S. has not seen outbreaks like this of this highly infectious disease in nearly two decades, but COVID. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, see this Pacem Parabellum.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Guilty of telling the truth and helping us all work together to stay sane. I'm your host, co-host Giuseppe Fafangulu, with my brother from another mother, Dave Scorpio. And right before the break, we were discussing that there is, as Mer Bailey said in the chat, the great Mer Bailey, there is only natural, individual, innate, and acquired immunity. There is no synagogue of Satan herd immunity, or she types it with a moo, like from cow's milk and all that clever. And so, Sam, if you could please, science, real science, not the scientism of the jubonic Jew jab crowd, but real science is proving the fact that there is natural immunity is superior. Sam, if you could play clip 3, that would be great.
Another study, we've covered several, there's another study that's come out, it's talking about natural immunity. Check this one out. Protection of prior natural infection compared to mRNA vaccination against SARS-CoV-2 infection and severe COVID-19 in Qatar. So let's just jump right to the conclusion here, because it says it, everything you need to know. Conclusion, natural infection or natural immunity was associated with stronger, more durable protection against infection, regardless of the variant, than mRNA primary series vaccination. So what they did was they looked at something called a hazard ratio. It's basically just the risk of an event. And the events they looked at were infection and then severe COVID and mortality from COVID. So let's look at some of the actual raw numbers here from the study, just to give an idea of what's going on. So it says here the results. The overall adjusted hazard ratio, again, that's the risk, for infection was 0.46, comparing those with a prior infection to those vaccinated with BNT162B2, that's Pfizer, and 0.51, comparing those with a prior infection to those vaccinated with mRNA 1273, that's Moderna. So putting that into kind of layman's terms, compared to taking the Pfizer vaccine, natural immunity reduced the risk of infection by 54%. Compared to taking the Moderna vaccine, natural immunity reduced the risk of infection by 49%. Now, this next slide here we're showing, this is the overall adjusted hazard ratio for any severe, critical, or fatal COVID-19. Now, remember, this is what we're told, that the vaccine is no longer stopping infection, no longer stopping transmission, but they're hanging on to it. Well, it stops hospitalization, it stops mortality. So it says here, was 0.32 for BNT162B2, that's Pfizer's vaccine, and 0.58 for Moderna's. So again, in layman's terms, compared to taking Pfizer's vaccine, the natural immunity to reduce the risk of severe, as it says, critical or fatal COVID-19 against the variants was 68%. And then comparing Moderna's, the natural immunity reduced the risk of severe, critical or fatal COVID against all variants by 42%. So these are big, big numbers they're finding out of Qatar. And it's
okay,
something
Sam,
that really should
that's
be.
That's good. Scorpio, you wanted to make a point about spike proteins, which we could make many points, but go ahead, sir.
Well, I'm just going to make a couple of brief points about this. You know, they have us believe that, if you accidentally breathe in any of these spike proteins through aerosol transmission by not wearing your slave mask, you're going to become very sick. But then at the same time, they tell you, well, this new wonder vaccine is going to force your body to produce trillions upon trillions of spike proteins that are going to float around in your body, and somehow that's not going to hurt you, and it's going to make you immune against COVID. So the whole premise of this thing is screwy. It doesn't really add up. And what it's doing is it's hijacking your immune system to produce one thing, and then the rest of your immune system is going to be totally overloaded and unable to deal with all types of regular problems that your immune system has to fend off on a regular basis. So we're going to see, you know, all kinds of bizarre new diseases come our way, guys. And it's all going to be, we didn't see that coming. This is a mystery. You know, we're already seeing, you know, children are getting hepatitis. It's a mystery. My God, what's going on here? It's certainly not the vaccine. We know that much. And yeah, you're right. They're trying to hold on to this idea that, well, it doesn't protect against COVID, and you still can transmit it. But at least you won't end up in the hospital. And that's how it was before this all started. And so I think on top of all this screwery and weirdness, I think there's other factors in this vaccine that haven't been discovered or talked about, because I think we're dealing with a technology that's far more advanced than it's publicly being admitted to. And all we know for sure is you don't want to take this vaccine. You don't want your loved ones to take it. And you want to stay as far away as you can from it, guys.
Oh, that's brilliant insight, Scorpio. Well, we've got some callers. First on the line is Chance from West Virginia. Chance, welcome. What's on your mind?
Hello, Giuseppe. Thank you for taking my call. I'm sorry to hear about your mama. You know, I lost my mama in June of 2014. She was only 72 years old. So Mother's Day is kind of bittersweet for me, too. And let me tell you, my mama was is from Catanzaro, Calabria.
So, Paisan.
Yeah, well, my daddy was Hungarian. But don't ask me how they hooked up. But right away, I knew, you know, I had a laugh when I heard your last name the first time, because I knew exactly what it meant, because, you know, my mom is at that. Yeah, I had, she died. She had cancer and I had cancer. I survived. My mom didn't make
it. I'm sorry, brother.
Yeah, it got her. She married my daddy at 17. She had me at 18, so I had a young mama. And like I said, Mother's Day is rough. I thank you for bringing that up. Yeah. And may I ask you, Giuseppe, I'm sorry for getting a little emotional. It's a rough day for me.
No, man, you got to feel your feelings.
Yeah. Your opening song, by the way, it sounds a little bit like reggae. The Lunatics Are Running the Asylum. Who sings that, and what is the title of that song, if you don't mind me asking?
That is the, it was the early 80s that there was that combination of reggae and rock and roll, kind of more up-tempo, called ska, and they were a ska band from Britain called Funboy 3, and the name of the song is The Lunatics Have Taken Over the Asylum. And I always loved that song. The lyrics were, to this day, are just so dead on.
I liked it too. See, I grew up with Bob Marley and Peter Tosh. As a matter of fact,
Peter
Tosh live. Yeah, I'm 62.
We're the same age.
Thank you for taking my call now. And gentlemen, good night and God bless you all now.
Thank you so much, Chance. We've got another caller, Andy from Texas. Welcome. What's on your mind, Andy?
Well, hey, gentlemen, I miss you after Fetch on Revolution Radio, but that's another story. You guys are just a treasure trove of information, and you don't hold any bars here. So I'm going to ask you a question, but I want to say this first. You know, I'm always being told that, you know, leave the Jew alone. Well, every time I look at somebody who's doing something wrong to us, if you go to the head of that plan, it's always a Jew. AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, Pfizer, it's always a Jew, or it's a Zionist or whatever. So the question I want to ask you is, because the Masons want to do all this, you know, cynical stuff to us. The Pope guy, what's his religion? He's not even Catholic. I mean, that group of people wants to do something to us. And then the Jews themselves want to do something to us. And let's do this first. Jew is not a person, correct? It's actually a religion. It's not a racial. Is it? Is it a? I don't know. I mean, I've heard it different ways. We call Jews. We identify them as though as if that's a race. They're not a race, right?
Well, Scorpio, do you want to take that one? Then I have some thoughts on that.
Well, I believe they are, because if they weren't, how is it so easy to identify these people by how they look? So I think it's all of the above is the answer. And, what he pointed out, the Jewish overrepresentation, you know, at the levers of power, that's hate speech, guys. You can't say that. And that's how they're trying to divert the conversation away from what's actually going on. And it's becoming increasingly clear to people from all walks of life that these people, who are supposedly about 2% of the population, are vastly overrepresented in all areas of power and wealth. And so, well, what happened to the diversity, guys? We need more diversity, but not in that area. Stop the hate. So that's how they want to keep people's mind controlled and steer the conversation away from what's becoming patently obvious.
And well said, all the above. And I would point out the all of the above is at the root, the cancerous source is the synagogue of Satan. That is a dark, child sacrificing, blood drinking, child raping death cult, and they are the core. And then around that core is the Jewish religion, the Talmudic religion, which is just the devil's handbook. And then there's, you know, it's grown into the Torah, which is supposedly reformational Jews. But the reality is they are both a religion and a race because they're so inbred. Every Jew, and this is scientifically proven again and again, and they brag about it, is every other Jew's fourth cousin, literally. And so that's, as Scorpio mentioned, that's why they have those prominent features that allow them to be identified as a Jew rather easily. And they have a certain series of genetic flaws that lead them to experience certain diseases that other people do not experience, non-Jews. So it's all the above. And the funny thing is, Andy, is when it suits them, they're not a race. When it suits them, they are a race. And so it's just it's a satanic cult.
Yeah, well, I would just add one other thing.
Go ahead, Scorpio.
No, go ahead.
Oh, Andy, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, Scorpio, because I'm going to change the subject for a second. Go ahead.
Okay, I just wanted to address your point about Freemasonry. You know, one way to look at Freemasonry, at least in the higher levels, that's essentially Judaism for Gentiles. It introduces the Kabbalah-type mystery school information into Gentile society. That's what it's done. And I'm not saying that every Freemason is in the know. Of course not. But as you go further up the food chain, higher up in the levels, more and more is revealed. And of course, you go high up enough the food chain, and it's openly admitted that you're worshiping Lucifer. Albert Pike admits that in his book, Morals and Dogma. And, you know, back in the day, you couldn't get that book unless you're, a 32nd degree Mason.
Yeah. Okay, so let me get off the phone here, but let me leave you with this. Have you guys know Stu Peters, correct?
The Canadian bounty hunter and pretty inferior white rapper. Yes, I know who he is. He's kind of come out of nowhere.
Well, no, the Stu Peters, the news guy.
Well, he was a bounty hunter before that, and his
all right,
white rapping
video. You enlightened
video.
Me. I thought you were describing somebody else. Yeah, no, I was wondering where he came out of. But he had this woman on his show. Her name is Allie Carter, and she claims to have been a very well marketed woman from the time she was 4 years old, and now she's 27. And she was revealing a whole lot of stuff. So, I mean, I know it is Stu Peters who came out of nowhere. I don't know you, but she really has some allegations, you know, some tunnels and stuff like that. Anyway, I just thought I'd throw that up there because, I mean, I've been talking on the radio. You know, I call a lot of places, and I've never gotten to bring that up. So I thought I'd bring that up. Maybe y'all could take a look at that. Allie Carter, Stu Peters on his show. Hey, gentlemen, thank you for taking my call. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Andy. There's, as Scorpio and I both know, the Allie Carter is just the latest in a toilet paper long list of young women who have been groomed, abused, tortured. I mean, one of the most famous, Scorpio, is Transformation. Why don't you tell people about that?
Yeah. Well, the book Transformation of America, when it first came out, it seemed very out there. But as time has gone on, it's kind of aged very well, like a fine bottle of wine. So much of it was written in that book back in the 90s has essentially proven to be quite accurate over time. So I would recommend people check out that book. It sort of lays out the whole mind control sex slave thing. I think it was one of the earliest or the earliest book on the subject. And, you know, the author, Fritz Springmeier, wrote quite a few interesting books on the subject as well.
And Kathy O'Brien was another early exposer of all that. So this has been around, sadly, a long time. Thank you, Andy. Our next caller is, I believe I know this fella, Casey from Idaho.
Hello, fellas. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Casey? You've been doing some great work recently, by the way.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey, Casey,
really
good to hear your voice, man. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. And I appreciate you guys being on RBN. It's excellent. I want to address the last caller, Andy. And I love Andy. I've been listening to him over the last handful of years. Excellent caller. I just filmed Stu Peters for Lieutenant Governor Janice McGeachin a few days ago here in Meridian, Idaho. That video is, you can find that on my Rumble channel at North Idaho Exposed. YouTube did take his presentation down for medical misinformation. So you may want to go check out that video. Luckily, I had no strikes at the time, so I now have one strike, but that's fine. But anyways, just want to mention that, and I love you guys are now on RBN. It was fun listening to you guys on Revolution Radio for a while, but I'm glad you're on RBN. The reason I called, though, is because I want to invite everybody to kind of keep an eye on North Idaho. I'm exposing the Marxist aspect to, you know, what's happening in the nation. And we have an organization called the North Idaho Pride Alliance and Coeur d'Alene for Pride. This is in North Idaho, in Coeur d'Alene. They're having an event on June 11th called Pride in the Park from 10 to 3 p.m. They're having a drag dance party. They're going to be having a pride stride at 10:30 a.m. And a Say Pride photo booth. So this is a communitarian push, kind of plugging Lark there a little bit. But the reason I'm bringing this up is because I've just recently exposed through public records requests that the North Idaho Pride Alliance, through the local community library network, was going to be having an event called Kids Pride Celebration on June 21st, and it would be aimed at kids ages 5 to 10. So now in North Idaho, people are starting to understand what's happening, and I invite people to keep an eye on North Idaho because counter to that, there's going to be something called Gun d'Alene in Coeur d'Alene, and I think we're up against a break, but it's going to be happening at the same time as this Pride in the Park event at a different park nearby downtown Coeur d'Alene. So this is going to be
you're kind of going on a little bit, but tell everybody your website and you're doing some great work.
I'm just on North Idaho. My platform is North Idaho Exposed on YouTube, Rumble, all the different video platforms. But I just want people to keep an eye on North Idaho, because people here, the Patriots, are waking up and they're putting their foot down. It's going to be very interesting. That's all I can really say about it.
Drive the satanic butt blasters out of Idaho. That would be very good.
Yeah.
Amen.
It sounds like some wholesome family activity there, guys. Bring the kids. That's terrible. That's terrible. Got to stop it.
It's bad.
All right, Casey. Really, thank you for calling in, man. Call in again soon. God bless you. Okay, next caller, James from Vancouver. How are you, sir?
Good evening. So you mentioned just now that the natural immunity is the best immunity. My question is, does the natural immunity ever go down, like crash?
Well, of course it goes down. Natural immunity is tied to your overall immune function. So if you're eating McDonald's twice a day and eating a lot of of Twinkies and you know, you're going to get sick and you're going to be susceptible to all types of contagions and toxins and infections and what have you. So, immunity is tied to your good health. So the healthier you are, the more immune you are to everything.
Right. So given that fact, then when the natural immunity crashes, how do you propose to jack it up again? That's my question.
What you want to do is get plenty of rest. Eat plenty of highly nutritious, clean food, organic. You want to eliminate any processed sugar, any processed foods. You know, if you're really sick, you're really getting hit with something, you know, bone broth, chicken bone broth, beef bone broth, veggie soups based on a chicken or vegetable stock. They're natural, real, supplements, not from Walgreens or Walmart, but nutraceuticals that are distilled, vitamin C, vitamin D from actual food. So there's plenty of ways to bring your natural immunity back up if it runs down.
Yeah. All righty. Well, thanks for that, and let you go, and have a good weekend and such.
Absolutely. Thank you. Acupuncture. Acupuncture stimulates the body, just like massage, chiropractic. You got to get your body's energy flowing. When you're sick and your immune function's down, your system, your energy is stagnant and blocked, and you want to, you know, Tai Chi, yoga, hot baths with Epsom salts and essential oils. There's so many ways. In fact, I'm redoing my website. I'm not going to name it yet. And Scorpion R put up a new website, and this will all be there too. But there are so many ways you can make yourself healthy and resistant to everything. So thank you for calling, James. Well, our next caller is Scott. Yeah. Go ahead, Scorpio. You want to say something?
No, go ahead and take the last caller. That was a good call.
Okay, two more calls, actually. Scotty from New York. How are you, sir? What's on your mind?
This is Scott from New York. You talking to?
Yes, Scott. Scott, yeah.
Hey, fellas. Welcome to RBN. I just really called in to find out what your chat room is. You mentioned it, but you didn't say what it was. I assume it's one of Murr's chat rooms. I haven't caught all of them. However, since I got you on the phone, have you heard about the James Roguski, R-O-G-U-S-K-I, Wake Up and Smell the Burning of Our Constitution from March 31st?
No, I haven't heard about
stuff
that
in
one.
There. Well, it was from Murr in one of the chat rooms. I'm still trying to... Some people have two or three chat rooms. But really welcome to RBN. I really enjoyed your last three shows. In fact, the second show really was really off the charts. I wish my daughter would watch it. And I haven't heard anybody really talking about solutions, which are to get rid of these things everybody thinks is phones. That's what's controlling everybody, and that's why they're talking about everything that's fake. There's serious tech
point,
in
Scott.
Those things. But you really got to look at this James Roguski thing, or however you say, I don't know, Wake Up and Smell, really goes in deep of some really dirty stuff that I don't see anybody spreading it. And I won't keep it, but because you have such a short show. But what is your chat room? It's a tango room?
Yeah, it's there's multiple ones. There's Speak Free Radio. Scorpio and my chat is our collaboration is called Rising Tide Media, Our Tide Media at Chitango. There's also, if you watch us on Twitch, we have a chat room there, and there's another chat room on Telegram for Speak Free Radio. So, but let's bring Murr in. Murr, welcome. I'm curious about this, Scott was just saying.
Oh, hi, thank you. Yeah, there's so much going on there.
Hey,
Murr. I think about Kathy O'Brien, that trance is spelled with a C, and you can find a short video of her when she demonstrates shows how Michael Aquino carved her up in her private parts, the muscle.
Yep.
So we have a little demon head. It's pretty awful. But what I want to do is tell you this quick poem. When your mother has grown older, excuse me, I guess I won't be able to read it. Anyway, you can find it. I posted it in a chat. Her son was 34 when he wrote it. It's called The Mother, and it's by Adolf Hitler.
Oh, nice. Okay, that's awesome.
It is wonderful.
I will read it. And, Murr, could you send me what Scott was talking about you posted? I must have missed that. I'd really like to read
that. I'm not
that.
Sure. He's told me about this before, but I don't have any faith in the Constitution anyway at this point. But I post so much stuff, I don't even know what it was. I'll try to look for it, though. Thanks.
Scorpio, take us out, brother.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. It's a pleasure to be on RBN, and we'll talk to you guys next week. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. EAZ.